U.S. economy grew at 3.5% in the third quarter.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its second estimate of the third quarter growth, estimating the U.S. economy's growth at 3.5%. Almost all economists were expecting something close to this number. The consensus was 3.4%, which may end up not being too far from the mark. The two exceptional growth rates of this year, 4.2% for the second and 3.5% for the third quarters, were exceptional, however, not unheard of. During the second and third quarters of 2015, GDP growth was 5.1% and 4.9% respectively. It happens from time to time. Over the last four quarters, the GDP increased by 3.0%. A 14% increase in investment and strong consumer expenditures accounted for 9 out of every $10 growth during the third quarters. State and federal government expenditure accounted for another 8%. Export dropped while imports increased significantly during the third quarter, further widening the trade deficit. Most economists expect the fourth quarter GDP to also rise, however, by a slower pace. The expectations are that the growth rate will drop to 2.5% by the first quarter of next year. We use gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the U.S. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Back to the third quarter data. This quarter's strong increase in the GDP was mostly due to the continuation of a higher personal consumption expenditure, which rose by 3.6%. This is a direct impact of the personal tax cut, which increased the after-tax portion of paychecks for most employees, and it resembles a pay raise, and as expected, caused a significant increase in consumer expenditures, particularly in the area of durable goods. While purchases of regular cars actually dropped, purchases of recreational vehicles and goods recorded a 6.6% growth. Most economists, however, expect this sugar high to taper off in the coming months. According to nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates, the 2018 deficit would total $804 billion, $139 billion more than last year. This is a whopping 21% increase in deficit in 1 year. This, in addition to the Fed's tightening, will continue to push interest rates up. The reality of a trade war is almost upon us. This plus faster-growing consumer economy is already pushing inflation up. While economists are divided at how much longer the growth will continue, they are a lot more united at the expectation of higher interest rates and inflation in the near future. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.